97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
It is Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. I'm Bo Matthews. Mark Cox is on vacation, but he will be on the program. We are going to have a conversation with Mark and Kim St. Ange, who's doing a great job, a great addition to the Mark Cox Morning Show. But they had a chance to talk to Billy Bush. He's got a new book out, and it's really revealing. 4.2 stars out of 5 on Amazon. It's called Family Reigns, The Extraordinary Rise and Epic Fall of an American Dynasty. So we're going to get to that in just a little bit. Also, my buddy Jesse over at Razorback Armory, we're going to visit with him. He has, in 1 week, a significant sale that's going on that you do not want.
I'm laughing at your pun there.
I didn't make it up. This is marketing, buddy. This is marketing 101. You got to come up with creative stuff.
Oh, it worked then.
It's a significant sale with Sig Sauer. You get it now?
I do.
Give me that pew pew one more time.
Pew pew.
It's legit. Carl Middleman, my co-host on this week's show for most of it. But here's the thing. I grew up in Minnesota, and we would always go up north to various resorts.
There are 10,000 lakes there, I hear.
There are actually 14,000, but that's beside the point.
That's not what it says on the license plate.
Yeah, well.
Would they have to change every single license plate if they said 14,000 lakes?
Well, they probably would. They just wanted a roundup, or round down, I guess. Nice, bold number. Anyway, my memories of going up north to, like the first exposure I had to radio was the owner of the Eagle's Nest Resort was also a morning guy on a radio station in Brainerd, Minnesota. And he actually let me come in. He heard my voice. He says, oh, you got to be in radio. And he brought me in, 4 a.m. like you guys do, which I can't stand. But anyway, I have so many great memories, and really this time of the year is the sweet spot of going to the lake because a lot of people are back to school. They're doing all that stuff. Well, my buddy fulfilled a dream down at the Lake of the Ozarks. Jerry Kirk owns Lamplighter Resort with his beautiful wife, and they have done a great renovation. So we want to bring Jerry on the show to talk about, is there still availability through this year? Are they open around the year? Jerry, welcome. How are you, brother?
Good, Bo. How are you?
I'm great. This Lamplighter Resort that you guys purchased a couple of years ago, this is your second full summer. This is a place you've been to back in the day, as they say, right?
Yeah, we were always, we'd go there for our lake trips, with Laura and the boys, and we just kind of fell in love with the place. It's really a neat, kind of an old school, real nostalgic kind of a place.
Yeah, and it's got that mid-century modern kind of feel, but you guys went in and, redone a lot of stuff and added things and boats and docks and all kinds of stuff. Has it been a good move for you to do that?
You know what? We've been really, really happy with, this is our first, summer coming from the beginning through because we started in, July of last year. So, and so far we're really pleased with the response we've had. We've been pretty full. All the big weekends, obviously everything gets, we've been sold out on the weekends. We're filling up during the week now too. We're getting a lot of people that are coming, 5 and 6 day stays. And, we've been really happy with it so far.
So Jerry, this is Carl. What end of the lake are you on? Because everyone knows there's this part of the lake. What mile marker or so?
So we're the 2 mile marker on the Niangua Arm. So we're if you've heard about the real popular bar that just opened up last year is the Cave. The entrance to the resort is right across the street from the entrance to the Cave. So they're on one side of the Highway 5 bridge on the Niangua Arm, and we're on the other side.
Good position.
Yeah, no kidding. And are you getting people for the water sports? Or are they coming to fish? And what kind of availability? I mean, this making a dream come true of now you guys owning this place you used to go to as a family, I think is just such a cool thing. You wanted to hang on to it. And I guess you knew the owners well, but tell us some of the upgrades that you've done.
So when we bought it last year, we started out, we went through and we put in, we upgraded the Wi-Fi system. And so the old owners, which is really an interesting story, the old owners who had the place, the lady who owned it, her her mom was actually one of the original builders that built the resort. And then Karen ran the place for 50 something years. Wow. And it was kind of interesting. She was so old school. The place never had a website, never took a credit card, never anything. You know what I mean? It was like people would come, they would stay, they say, hey, we're coming next year, the same week. And she'd say, okay, write it down in a book, and they'd send her a check. You know what I mean? So that's just the way the place did business, and which was awesome. You know, I mean, it was a great way to do it. And so we just kind of modernized some things. We did a website. We put in all new bedding, new televisions, new Wi-Fi. But we didn't change. You know, we didn't change the place. We didn't want to change. It's got all the, you know, it's got the original like knotty pine siding in the cabins and all those kind of things. The cabinets and some of the cabins were actually handmade by her grandfather and stuff. And they've got little carvings in them of fish and things like that. You know, it's pretty, it's just, some of the stuff's really amazing. So we didn't want to change that kind of feel. And now, you know, we've redone the flooring in some of them and, you know, painted the exterior and just kind of cleaned things up and made it, you know, just kind of just try to make it look a little nicer and update some things, but not change the feel of the family feel of the resort.
So, Jerry, people have their misconceptions or their own biases about the lake. What do you think people don't know about the Lake of the Ozarks in 2023?
Well, I'll tell you, we tell our friends this, and it's kind of the interesting thing that's been for us is staying there for an entire summer. There's two different lakes. You know, there's the Saturday-Sunday lake, and then there's the Monday-Tuesday-Thursday lake,
uh-huh.
Which if you can get away and come down to Lake of the Ozarks during the week, especially in the summertime, because all your same restaurants and bars and favorite places that you want to go to on your boat or drive to or whatever it is you want to do are still open because it's the summer season and everybody wants to be open 7 days a week or whatever because they have such a short season. It's a totally different environment, a totally different place. And it's a lot of fun. I mean, it's an awesome amount of fun. We built the new swimming pool at the resort. It was our big improvement that we've done, and it's right along the overlooks the lake, and people just love to come there. And you know, people that stay with us, they spend all day at the pool sitting there watching the boats go by and all that kind of thing. And then we also have a couple of rental boats that people can rent and go out and explore the lake with. But if you want the activity on the weekends, that's great. Come on the weekends. If you're going to come during the week for a more quiet time, it's just two completely different environments.
Yeah, and that's why I wanted to talk to you, Jerry, because like I said, as a kid growing up, we'd go up north, is what we called it, and sure. We would go late in the year because things kind of quieted down. The culture kind of changed a little bit after Labor Day, and you got better pricing, and we would, you know, we could go fishing and stuff, and it was just making memories with family. 40 people showing up at one place, we'd take over the whole resort. Now, do you have people trying to do that or taking up a lot of the space there?
Yeah, actually, we just booked a family reunion for someone for next year. That's got, I believe, they have 8 cabins for like 5 days. They're doing like a, or by, I think it's an 8th birthday party for somebody or something like that. So
nice.
We've got some, and our place does kind of like what you're saying too, Bo. You know, in the springtime, we're big with the fishermen. We have great fishing there. We actually have an enclosed fishing dock for when it's a little cooler out. You can come and fish inside the dock. And then, we have a fish cleaning station on that dock and all that kind of stuff. So we're really popular with the fishermen, always kind of have been. And it's just a really fun place. And, you know, like you say, people have their ideas about Lake of the Ozarks and the party and all that kind of stuff. It just depends on, you know, there's so many different things for you to do. You can go where all the action and the traffic is, or you can go to other parts of the lake where there isn't all that activity if you want to do something different.
Yeah, and you do have boats for rent as well. I wanted to mention that. Check out their website. This is Jerry Kirk we're talking to, owner of Lamplighter Resort with his beautiful wife, Laura. And if you're looking for a place now, will you shut down at all through the winter? Do most resorts do that?
Well, probably, depending on the weather, we'll probably shut down mid-December to maybe 1st of February. It just kind of depends on what the weather's like. Things like that, you know, if it's a really hard winter, we'll shut down some. If it isn't, we won't. And I got to tell you, Bo, Laura's list is sitting here listening to every single word I say, And every time you say she's lovely, she pumps her fist in the air and jumps. Yeah.
She knows.
Well, dang it, I mean it. Well, Jerry, Laura, thank you guys so much for what you've done. Of course, there's the massive resorts down at the Lake of the Ozarks. You can buy a place down there. But if you want to just step back in time a little bit with Wi-Fi, definitely check out lamplighterresort.com and load it up. Jerry, thanks for joining us on Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors, buddy.
You bet. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Hey, we want you to come visit. You guys come visit us.
That could actually happen sooner than you think. I'll be in touch, my friend.
All right. Thank you very much.
Say, hey, one more time. Say hi to your beautiful wife, Laura.
There she goes.
Okay. Now it's getting a little freaky. All right. Coming up, we're going to talk with Billy Bush and his book, Family Reigns, next on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Stay right there. It is Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. My name is Bo Matthews. And, you know, Mark and Kim had a chance to talk with Billy Bush about his new book, Family Reigns, The Extraordinary Rise and Epic Fall of an American Dynasty. It is a must-read. Great reviews on Amazon. 4.2 stars out of 5. It is fantastic. And there's so much information to share with you. And we want to get to it right now. So let's get right to that conversation with Mark Cox and Kim St. Ange on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
You know, the Bush family, of course, legendary in the greater St. Louis area. The brewery, of course, sold to InBev back, what, it was 2008, I think it was. But there's still a great story to be told here. And Billy Bush has just put out a new book called Family Reigns, The Extraordinary Rise and Epic Fall of an American Dynasty. And we have him on the phone this morning. Billy, welcome into the program. How are you?
Good morning, Mark. Great to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, it was great to meet you in person the other day, and glad we could get you on talking about this. I haven't had a chance to read the whole book. I have glanced through some of it, but is this the first glimpse people are getting into what it was like growing up as a Bush in St. Louis?
It is. There's never been a book published by a Bush family member before, so before I leave this world, I wanted to leave behind how unique it was growing up, watching my father during the time of Anheuser-Busch's greatest growth, lead the company, take it through so much growth, and build other breweries around the country, buy a Cardinal baseball team, open our farm, Grant's farm, up to the public, do all the things that he did. He was a great marketer, and it was really a great experience. There were some great experiences growing up, as well as some really sad experiences. And so it's all there in the book, Family Reigns.
Yeah. You know, as I started reading through the first chapter, it very much seemed like a dream. I mean, you refer to the estate down there at Bush at Grant's Farm as almost like a Disney castle in some ways. And you had the run of the place, right?
Well, I did, and it was amazing. I had a pet elephant growing up. We've always had elephants out there at Grant's Farm for years and years. We did anyway. And so it was just very unique. I had had the run of Grant's Farm with all the different animals, including the elephants, all the horses that we had that we were able to ride, riding on a private railroad car back and forth to Florida when we'd go down there in the spring to watch the Cardinals during spring training. And just the different things that I kind of thought back then that everybody did. I thought everybody lived like that. And then later on in life, I realized how unique it was and how it needed to be written down and remembered.
Yeah. You know, as I look at it, I mean, I know people remember the glory days of Anheuser-Busch, but you also are honest about dysfunction in your family, right? But in your own words.
Well, there was dysfunction, unfortunately, but I think that comes along with this kind of life. I think, your mother and your father are both very, very busy growing a company, working really hard to make sure that the company is successful. My dad cared so much about it because you know, his father basically died over the stress of keeping the company going through Prohibition and keeping all 2,000 employees employed during that time. He saw his grandfather start the company. He knew his grandfather pretty darn well. And so, yeah, I think my dad and mom were busy working. And so we really relied on a lot of the people that worked around the farm, whether it was the people in the house, our chauffeurs, our nannies, our cooks, or the employees on the farm, to really kind of be like mothers and fathers to us.
Billy, this is Kim. I know your family worked so incredibly hard to make this company what it is, what it was, this super successful company. With everything going on now, what do you make of that? What is that like watching all this play out?
Yeah, you know, Kim, I think that it's difficult to watch because my family cared so much about this country. And they cared about inclusiveness, and they went by the motto, making friends is our business. And so seeing what's going on today with the Bud Light commercial and how divisive that has become, I think it's completely backfired on the new company, InBev. I don't think that InBev realized who their audience is, who their core Bud Light drinker is. And the core Bud Light drinker doesn't relate to that kind of messaging that's so controversial today with the Bud Light advertising. And my family was out there. They sold beer. They knew the beer business backwards and forwards. And that's a theme that runs through the book, how important it is to know every department of the business you're in and who your core drinker is and who your core audience is. And my family took the time to really, really understand that. And that's why their marketing was so great with the Clydesdales and with everything else they did. And I just don't think that InBev understands that. You know, it's run by a foreign company. These guys really don't know America. And so when they tried to kind of shove this political agenda down the core drinkers' throats, it really backfired on them. And as you can see with their sales spiraling downward.
Well, and you and I talked about this a little bit the other day. You ran a couple of these distributorships, so you know the people who are feeling the pinch here from these bad decisions are not necessarily the people at the top of InBev. They're the workers, right? The people in the factory, the people in these distributorships.
Oh, that's 100% true. The distributors, I haven't talked to any of the distributors, but you're right, Mark. I was a distributor myself, and was in the business, and we were going out. I was on trucks going out delivering beer to accounts, so I really got to know who the core drinker was. Even when we had the Crafted Company, I was going out, traveling around the country, meeting people, talking to bars and grocery stores and liquor store owners, and really got to know who the drinker was. And I think now these, unfortunately, people are being laid off, not only at the brewery itself, but also at the wholesalership level, and also in other companies that touch the beer industry. So I think it's a really, really tough time for a lot of people, and it's very unfortunate.
Well, the book is called Family Reigns, The Extraordinary Rise and Epic Fall of an American Dynasty. It's available on Amazon or wherever you buy your books. Tell us what you're doing these days. I know you had Crafted for a while, but you're building a new brewery, correct?
We are, and thank you for asking. Yes, out at our farm in Defiance, Missouri, we're building a brewery as we speak, and we're going to be opening it later on in the month, this month, and we're very excited about it. We're going to have, it's going to be a craft brewery, but it's going to be on the countryside. We're going to invite people out to the farm and on the weekends to let them come enjoy the beautiful scenery on the farm, the hops growing in the hop fields, the lake we have out there. Just really come out, kick back, enjoy the beers that we're going to have. We're going to have a lot of the beers named after family members, my ancestors, like the Adolphus Pilsner and the Gussie Bavarian, and several other beers out there for people to drink. Great food. It's going to be a wonderful place for people to really understand where I come from. Again, the history of the brewing history, the tradition of the Bush family, they'll get a little bit of that story and then realize that how things have changed and the newness of everything. So I think it's going to be a great place for people to come and enjoy themselves and also have something really good to eat.
Yeah, I'll bet. And what's the opening date? Do you have it set?
We don't have it completely set right now. It looks like August 25th, but people can go to our website, which is now currently being updated, so it's probably not all that familiar right now. People will probably have to wait another week or so until it's updated, but they can go to Bush Family Brewing and Distilling. That's our website, and they'll be able to follow us there and see what's going on and know exactly when we're open.
Excellent. Billy Bush, thank you for your time this morning. A very interesting book. Can't wait to read it.
Thank you very much, you guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll talk soon. Good to get him on here. Yeah, there's a it's fascinating to hear him say that he thought that everybody grew up that way.
But I mean, everyone had a pet elephant.
Everyone got to have full run of Grant's Farm every day and ride the animals and train the elephants, and yeah, just it's pretty amazing. But it looks like a good read, and I've only got to read a couple of chapters of it.
I hope he talks about their MTV show. I watched all 10 episodes of their MTV reality show.
I had no idea that existed.
It was really interesting.
And did Billy play a big role in it?
Yeah.
I did not see it.
It was about him. He has 7 kids.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And so it was all of them. And I think the youngest one was 13 at the time. So it was all about their entire family.
Wow.
And one of them was getting engaged at the time.
Kind of want to watch this now. Can you find it on a streaming service now?
If it was on MTV, it was probably Paramount Plus.
Yeah, could be. Hopefully. Be on there.
If not, there are corners of the internet where everything lives.
Bush Family
Values, I believe.
Right? Yeah. Good.
10 episodes on MTV. I watched every single one. A lot of it was in St. Louis. Some of it was in Dallas because they had business dealings down there, but a lot of it was in St. Louis.
Good stuff.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together.
It is Second Amendment Radio in the great outdoors. Mark Cox continues his little jaunt around the globe, and we're holding the fort down here. And this segment is brought to you proudly by Razorback Armory. They are in De Pere on Manchester Road, half mile east of 270. It's so centrally located, there's no reason you shouldn't have gone there, but we're going to give you a really good reason to go there. Certainly, a week from now, they have a significant event, and I have Jesse Rolfus on the line to talk about that event and all the great things that Razorback Armory does on a regular basis. And you're a recurring cameo appearance here on our show, because we come to you when there's, ATF issues, questions, laws changing. Jesse, how are you, my brother?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm good. I just want to take a few minutes because you've been teasing me, and I've been teasing the listeners of a significant day that is coming up. The date is August 26th. It's a Saturday.
Yep.
It's an all-day ordeal. You don't want to miss it. It is a significant reason because we need to arm more Americans, and more people are wanting to get armed. And you're a great store to do that. First timers or collectors and anywhere in between. I love sending everybody to you because you're so kind and educational. You have so much knowledge to present anytime on any brand of gun. But we want to focus on SIG because you've got the factory. You got the company of SIG Sauer is part of this with you. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. So this is our SIG Sauer event. So the significant sale. Anything in stock in store, okay, there'll be discounts on, and I'll get to that in a second. So
yep.
Basically what we're looking at, if you buy a SIG Sauer firearm, pistol or rifle, okay, we're going to give you 100 rounds of ammo and a free mag. That's SIG sponsoring, that's their thanks. Thanks to us for being a dealer, passing that on to you guys, thank you for purchasing from us and representing and being a SIG customer. And then we are kicking around some different things. So we've been in business here for 8 years. So I wanted to do an 8% off sale, but who does 8%? I mean, that's weak.
Does that get me out of my recliner? I don't know.
I don't know. But we got authorization. SIG is very particular on their branding, on their pricing, what you can advertise, what you can say.
Okay.
So we have authorization on the 26th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Our hours, our standard, standard business hours. 10% off any SIG merchandise in the store. Firearms, suppressors, ammo, accessories, magazines. If it's SIG Sauer and it's in the shop, yep. No special orders, no pre-orders, no post, anything you bought and you're trying to come back. That day, 10% off. But then we're still going to give you 100 rounds of ammo and a free magazine on a firearm sale. So that's really loading up. So, I mean, if you get the base, pistol, you're still getting a good deal.
Yep.
You get the most expensive rifle I have in here, you're still getting 10% off of it. And that's a, you're talking about a $2,500 rifle, you're getting $250 off.
That is significant.
That is significant. Absolutely.
I can play.
Being a great brand partner to us, one of our major brands that we carry, they're great customer support. They really take care of people. They take care of their dealers. We're trying to put that out there too. So they authorize a few things for us to do in the year, and this is one of them. So we're definitely happy about that, and then trying to get all these deals out to the people. So if you're in the market for a new SIG, you're in the market for some accessories, ammo, anything. Get here from 9 to 3 and definitely take advantage of those discounts.
Now, would there be any reason to have line tickets? Do you think it's going to be like that? No, I'm serious.
I know. I don't know. I would say that we're going to take care of people first come, first serve.
Okay.
And it is in store, it's in store product. No special orders. We are bringing in some extra stuff for the day. To see what we can get. Yeah. So just trying to take care of, trying to take care of the customers. Obviously, if we sell out, great. We're going to restock with SIG. It's not a going out of business sale. We're just trying to pass the appreciation on to everybody. We'll restock and keep moving. But if we've got something you've had your eye on, or if you're looking for something SIG, it's definitely worth checking out.
I love it. I think I texted you. It's been a couple of years. I was invited by the SIG Sauer regional rep, and we won't name him, but you know who I'm talking about. And
I'll name him because he's going to be here. Oh. Yeah, that's Jacob Weidman. He will be here to answer any SIG questions or product questions or something new or something you already own.
Well,
he loves taking care of people.
I will tell you this, Jess. I was out west of town at a gun range, and he brought all the toys. And it was my first time I ever fired anything with a suppressor on it, and it was on a SIG, and I was just so impressed. And I, of course, peppered him with all kinds of questions, and he was fantastic. He is very knowledgeable like you are. I mean, guns are serious. This is a serious business to be in, especially when it comes to protecting your life and your family. You want to have the best. Now, Jacob is a great guy, and I've tried to, reach out to him a couple of times, and he's been very generous, but, to actually talk to the man, stand next to him and ask questions, he is the greatest cheerleader for SIG Sauer. I don't know how long he's been with the company, but he is fantastic. Go ahead.
Oh no, he's been with SIG quite some time, and like you said, the brand A from front to back, A to Z, he knows all the SIG products, and he's not somebody who's going to blow smoke if he doesn't know something. He'll honestly look you right in the face, say, "Let me get your name and phone number. I'm going to get a hold of somebody that can tell me that, and I will call you right back," and he will.
So there's some gun people that are just like they want to trick them, right? They want to catch them, and he's definitely that guy. He had every answer for every question that I had. But as we were getting ready to have you on this week, I did some looking, and I looked at just a basic question: which company has sold the most guns, the best-selling guns of 2022, because that's what the data is from, and the numbers are in. This is a February post, February 22nd of this year, and the Gun Genius, they keep tabs on the monthly sales reports from gunbroker.com, and I will tell you that the first gun, the number one selling gun, is significant. It's a SIG Sauer P320, and if you're going to have one gun in your household, for in case something hits the fan and you need something, I think the world has spoken that the Sig Sauer P320 is the most reliable, certainly the most purchased firearm. And the great thing about Sig products is you can actually accessorize them so easily.
Yeah, that's a modular firearm, so you can change a lot of stuff on it and still keep it all Sig, all factory parts, or you can go outside and look at some different custom adaptations. Sig was one of the companies that did open source, so they went to other manufacturers and said, here's our design, here's our blueprint, this is our, you know, this is our slide, this is the parameters our slide will work within.
Yeah, the rail mount or whatever.
Exactly. Go crazy. Here, just, you know, you want to do slide cuts and everything, you want to make a custom one to fit our gun, great. You know, that's why there's so many different companies now that have slides and different things, and Sig was okay with that. There's other manufacturers that, like, that rhyme with rock, and they're not. They actually don't like it when other people make parts for their guns. They think that everything should be, you know, from the manufacturer. And Sig took a look at that, and they said, you know, that's not realistic, not in this marketplace.
Right.
So instead of you know, butting heads and feuding and fighting with them, hey, call them up here to the factory. Let's talk and let's have a relationship. So at least the parts going on our guns fit and they meet the specs that we would like to, you know, have out there. So it's still a good quality, viable gun.
You're going to probably shake your head when I say this next statement, but I believe that's how Elon Musk runs Tesla. Not that you can add accessories to that vehicle, but he is free with the technology for other automotive companies to make, you know, something that is going to be, you know, towards the EV market, which I think is just fantastic. It's just open. You know, you can, hey, if you want to copy me, go for it. Hey, we're, you know, all ships rise, right?
Yeah. And that's, you know, they're not looking at patent infringement or anything. They invited him in and said, look, you know, just don't make our FCU. Make every other part for the gun, you're good to go. Yeah.
Would you say that Sig is one of the most versatile manufacturers out there? I mean, we're talking about, you know, other companies can, you know, make a trigger for it, or, you know, things that go on the rail or different handle grips or whatever. Would you say that they're the most versatile?
I would say they're getting close. Yeah. I mean, a lot of Glock got a head start because everyone's been modifying Glock since they came out. But I think that Sig is definitely the second one as far as modification, as far as, you know, adaptation to the gun itself. And this is in the 320 marketplace, but it's also in their the 365 line, and then in their AR line, their M400s. Now, when you get to the MCX and the MPX, it's a little bit different. There's a little more proprietary stuff there, but it is adaptable. You can make the gun, you can personalize it, you can make it yours. You can still change the grip. You know, optics it. You can set it up the way it's going to work for you.
So, when do you have clients or customers that come into your store at Razorback Armory in De Pere that only want to buy Sig products or the ones that sound like rock? I mean, only Harley riders will ride a Harley.
Yeah, there are definitely some people who are very brand loyal. it's not as rabid as Harley, and I've owned them, and I'm the same way, but. You know, it's not as truly that way, but it's definitely, you know, they're going to look at that manufacturer first for whatever their next purchase.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together.
It is Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors. Mark Cox continues his little jaunt around the globe, and we're holding the fort down here. And this segment is brought to you proudly by Razorback Armory. They are in De Pere on Manchester Road, half mile east of 270. It's so centrally located, there's no reason you shouldn't have gone there, but we're going to give you a really good reason to go there. Certainly, a week from now, they have a significant event, and I have Jesse Rolfus on the line to talk about that event and all the great things that Razorback Armory does on a regular basis. And you're a recurring cameo appearance here on our show, because we come to you when there's, you know, ATF issues, questions, laws changing. Jesse, how are you, my brother?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm good. I just want to take a few minutes because you've been teasing me, and I've been teasing the listeners of a significant day that is coming up. The date is August
26th.
It's a Saturday. It's an all-day ordeal. You don't want to miss it. It is a significant reason because we need to arm more Americans, and more people are wanting to get armed. And you're a great store to do that. First-timers or collectors and anywhere in between, I love sending everybody to you because you're so kind and educational. You have so much knowledge to present anytime on any brand of gun. But we want to focus on SIG because you've got the factory. You got the company of SIG Sauer is part of this with you. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. So this is our SIG Sauer event, so the significant sale. Anything in stock in store, okay, will be, there'll be discounts on, and I'll get to that in a second. So basically what we're looking at, if you buy a SIG Sauer firearm, pistol or rifle, okay, we're going to give you 100 rounds of ammo and a free mag. That's SIG sponsoring, you know, that's their thanks. Thanks to us for being a dealer, passing that on to you guys, you know, thank you for purchasing from us and representing and being a, you know, a SIG customer. And then we were kicking around some different things. So we've been in business here for 8 years. So I wanted to do an 8% off sale, but who does 8%? I mean, that's weak.
Does that get me out of my recliner? I don't know.
I don't know, but we got authorization. SIG is very particular, on their branding, on their pricing, what you can advertise, what you can say.
Okay.
So we have authorization on the 26th. From 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., our hours, our standard, you know, standard business hours, 10% off any SIG merchandise in the store, firearms, suppressors, ammo, accessories, magazines. If it's SIG Sauer and it's in the shop, no special orders, no pre-orders, no post, you know, anything you bought and you're trying to come back, that day, 10% off. But then we're still going to give you 100 rounds of ammo and a free magazine on a firearm sale. So that's really loading up. So, I mean, if you get the base, you know, pistol, you know, you're still getting a good deal.
Yeah.
You get the most expensive rifle I have in here, you're still getting 10% off of it. And that's a, you know, you're talking about $2,500 rifle, you're getting $250 off.
That is significant.
That is significant. Absolutely.
I can play.
Being a great brand partner to us, one of our major brands that we carry. They're great customer support. They really take care of people. They take care of their dealers. We're trying to, you know, put that out there too. So they authorize a few things for us to do in the year, and this is one of them. So we're definitely happy about that, and then trying to get all these deals out to the people. So, you know, if you're in the market for a new SIG, you're in the market for some accessories, ammo, anything, you know, get here from 9 to 3 and definitely take advantage of those discounts.
Now, would there be any reason to have line tickets? Do you think it's going to be like that? No, I'm serious.
I know. I don't know. I would say that we're going to take care of people first come, first serve.
Okay.
And it is in store, you know, it's in store product, no special orders. We are bringing in some extra stuff for the day. To see what we can get. So just trying to take care of, you know, trying to take care of the customers. Obviously, if we sell out, great. You know, we're going to restock with SIG. You know, it's not a going out of business sale. We're just trying to pass the appreciation on to everybody. We'll restock and keep moving. But if we've got something you've had your eye on, or if you're looking for something SIG, it's definitely worth checking out.
I love it. You know, I think I texted you. It's been a couple of years. I was invited by the SIG Sauer regional rep, and we won't name him, but you know who I'm talking about. And
I'll name him because he's going to be here. Yeah, that's Jacob Weidman. He will be here to answer any SIG questions, or you know, product questions, or something new, or something you already own.
Well,
he loves, you know, taking care of people.
I will tell you this, Jess. I was out west of town at a gun range, and he brought all the toys. And it was my first time I ever fired anything with a suppressor on it, and it was on a SIG, and I was just so impressed. And I, of course, you know, peppered him with all kinds of questions, and he was fantastic. He is very knowledgeable like you are. I mean, guns are serious. This is a serious business to be in, especially when it comes to protecting your life and your family. You want to have the best. Now, Jacob is a great guy, and I've tried to, you know, reach out to him a couple of times, and he's been very generous, but, you know, to actually talk to the man, stand next to him and ask questions, he is the greatest cheerleader for SIG Sauer. I don't know how long he's been with the company, but he is fantastic. Now, go ahead.
Oh, no, he's been with SIG quite some time. And like you said, the brand A is from front to back, A to Z. He knows all the SIG products. And he's not somebody who's going to blow smoke if he doesn't know something. He'll honestly look you right in the face and say, let me get your name and phone number. I'm going to get a hold of somebody that sure. can tell me that, and I will call you right back, and he will.
So, you know, there's some gun people that are just like, they want to trick them, right? They want to catch them. And he's definitely that guy. He had every answer for every question that I had. But as we were getting ready to have you on this week, I did some looking, and I looked at, you know, just a basic question. Which company has sold the most guns, the best-selling guns of 2022, because that's what the data's from, and and the numbers are in. This is a February post, February 22nd of this year, and the Gun Genius, they keep tabs on the monthly sales reports from gunbroker.com, and I will tell you that the first gun, the number one selling gun, is significant. It's a Sig Sauer P320, and if you're going to have one gun in your household for in case something hits the fan and you need something, I think the world has spoken that the Sig Sauer P320 is the most reliable, certainly the most purchased firearm. And the great thing about Sig products is you can actually accessorize them so easily.
Yeah, that's a modular firearm, so you can change a lot of stuff on it and still keep it all Sig, all factory parts, or you can go outside and look at some different custom adaptations. Sig was one of the companies that did open source. So they went to other manufacturers and said, here's our design, here's our blueprint, this is our, you know, this is our slide, this is the parameters our slide will work within.
Yeah, the rail mount or whatever.
Exactly. Go crazy. Here, just, you know, you want to do slide cuts and everything, you want to make a custom one to fit our gun, great. You know, that's why there's so many different companies now that have slides and different things, and Sig was okay with that. There's other manufacturers that rhyme with rock. And they're not. They actually don't like it when other people make parts for their guns. They think that everything should be, you know, from the manufacturer. And Sig took a look at that and they said, you know, that's not realistic, not in this marketplace.
Right.
So instead of, you know, butting heads and feuding and fighting with them, hey, call them up here to the factory. Let's talk and let's have a relationship. So at least the parts going on our guns fit and they meet the specs that we would like to, you know, have out there. So it's still a good quality, viable gun.
You're going to probably shake your head when I say this next statement, but I believe that's how Elon Musk runs Tesla. Not that you can add accessories to that vehicle, but he is free with the technology for other automotive companies to make, you know, something that is going to be, you know, towards the EV market, which I think is just fantastic. It's just open. You know, you can, if you want to copy me, go for it. Hey, all ships rise, right?
Yeah. And that's, you know, they're not looking at patent infringement or anything. They invited him in and said, look, you know, just don't make our FCU. Make every other part for the gun, you're good to go. Yeah.
Would you say that Sig is one of the most versatile manufacturers out there? I mean, we're talking about, you know, other companies can, you know, make a trigger for it, or, you know, things that go on the rail or different handle grips or whatever. Would you say that they're the most versatile?
I would say they're getting close. Yeah. I mean, a lot of Glock got a head start because everyone's been modifying Glock since they came out. But I think that Sig is definitely the second one as far as modification, as far as, you know, adaptation to the gun itself. And this is in the 320 marketplace, but it's also in their the 365 line. Yeah. And then in their AR line, their M400s. Now, when you get to the MCX and the MPX, it's a little bit different. There's a little more proprietary stuff there, but it is adaptable. You can make the gun. You can personalize it. You can make it yours. You can still change the grip. You know, optics it. You can set it up the way it's going to work for you.
So, when do you have clients or customers that come into your store at Razorback Armory in De Pere that only want to buy Sig products or the ones that sound like rock? I mean, only Harley riders will ride a Harley.
Yeah, there are definitely some people who are very brand loyal. it's not as rabid as Harley, and I've owned them, and I'm the same way, but. You know, it's not as truly that way, but it's definitely, you know, they're going to look at that manufacturer first for whatever their next purchase is. And if there's a line or if there's something that meets that need, they're definitely going to gravitate towards that. And then there's other people who just, it's like a Ford and Chevy thing too.
Oh yeah.
They just dislike another manufacturer, and there's nothing wrong with those guns. They just don't like them, you know? So There's all different types of firearms buyers, but definitely we see both. We see incredibly brand loyal, and then people who are so brand loyal that they almost have a hatred towards other firearms.
Okay.
You know, they're all good.
So has anybody ever come into your store and revealed a SIG tattoo on them?
Never seen a SIG tattoo.
Because no. There's brand loyalty with Harley. We know that. A buddy of mine has 19 Harley Davidson tattoos. He drives a Honda.
You know what? You know a guy that's got a Harley tattoo.
I know.
You're talking to him on the phone.
I know. So if you have a SIG tattoo, do they get anything extra if they come
I'll
in on
tell you what, if someone shows up with a SIG tattoo, I guarantee you that our SIG rep would give them something extra while he's
That's great. That's
we're
great.
Because we're going to do some photo ops with that tattoo.
you know that's
as
right.
As long as it's an appropriate place.
That's always the risk you
we're
run.
Family friendly here.
Yeah, you are. Okay, a couple more things. Earlier this year, you featured the P365 Rose, the SIG Sauer mm-hmm. Rose. Do you have any of those in stock?
Yes.
For this significant day coming up on August 26th? 26th.
August 26th, Saturday, August 26th, 9-3. So I do, at this time, have a Rose available. I had two, but they sell so well that I just sold it. And I don't know that I'll be able to get another one in, but we should have one available for the sale.
Okay, let's talk about that specific firearm, because just the regular 365 is an amazing firearm, but the Rose mm-hmm. accents and everything. Tell us a little bit about that.
So the Rose is a project. So Lena Miklik, pro shooter, she's a SIG shooter. This is her project with SIG to take a 365, accessorize it. So there's a Rose laser etched in the grip. All of your control accents are a rose gold color.
Yeah.
And it is, I mean, a guy can shoot this gun. There's no gun that's only for women, okay? But it's marketed towards women. But you'll get the firearm, extra magazines. You'll get a vault, a life pod vault in there. But there's also a lot of training that once you get by the firearm, you go online, you register it.
Right.
There's a lot of online training and different videos so that if it's your first gun or maybe it's your 10th gun, but you're still looking to expand, you know, everyone, you can always learn more. So you can watch these videos and these different training modules that they have on there. Just to, you know, shoot and try to learn and get better at the sport, which is really nice. And it's geared towards, I mean, obviously the firearms industry is a more male dominated industry, and SIG wanted to make sure that, you know, we include different women in there and make it as friendly and as, inviting and as open as we can. And that this is their lead off into that, which is the Rose package.
It is a beautiful, it's a piece of art. It just is so gorgeous. And what a class act, for the, you know, this, you know, one of the best shooters on the planet to have that partnership with SIG Sauer. That's impressive. So, again, and I wanted to mention this too. I heard a term recently, you hear ghost guns, you hear all that stuff. I wanted to ask you about, closeted firearms owners. Have you ever heard this term?
No,
this is the maybe the not most likely person to own a firearm, but you know, people read the headlines, they hear the news, they get a little worried, and so there's a sect of people out there that they're not public about their firearm, you know, their love of firearms, or you know, they're not the jerk on Facebook going, hey, here's my new concealed carry. I hate those people that do that, but they come in, they want to be discreet. They go to the gun range when they need to, and you know, and that's what we always talk about on this show on Second Amendment Radio is safety and practice and repetition and muscle memory, all these things. But yeah, it's a term I just read about a week ago, I guess it was, about closeted gun owners. Had no idea.
Yeah. Well, I haven't heard it called that, but I know there are a lot of people that like to keep their business private. A lot of my customers are the same way. When someone buys a firearm from us, even if someone comes in and goes, oh, my buddy Bill is here. I'm like, oh, yeah, Bill, okay. You know, we don't disclose what you bought because I don't know that if you want your business out in the air.
Absolutely.
If you're looking to put that out there. But, you know, we respect everyone's right to privacy. We respect that. And I get it. You know, some people don't necessarily want that out there. But I've never heard it called that. But it does make sense.
Come out of the closet. Come out to Sig Day, the significant sale.
That's right. Come on down. We'll put you where you know. We'll get you another gun for your closet.
Yeah. No. You know what? Hats off to Jacob and the crew at Sig Sauer for doing this event. Again, it's regular business hours, but you can stop in if you want to get a preview and go in and meet Jesse and his crew there. I invite you to come in any day because it's not just a gun store; it's a gun concierge because they can truly fill any request you have when it comes to firearms. If you're looking for that specific. And maybe it's the rose or whatever it is, but I hope it's a great day for you, man. I really do. On the 26th, a week from Saturday.
Yes, yes. We're looking forward to seeing everybody come in, get some great deals on some Sig products, you know, look around the shop. If you haven't been in, if you have been in, come pick up some more stuff.
Absolutely. Jesse, thank you so much for your time, as always, and your knowledge. Go Google that term. Ghost gun owners. I think that's what it was. Closeted gun owners.
Closeted gun owners. Yeah, the ghost gun owners, we know that's a different term.
Yeah. Okay. But I just get excited when I get to talk to you. All right, Jesse, thank you so much, brother. Have a great, great week and get ready for that big sale. Again, August 26th, doors open at 9 at Razorback Armory in DePere on Manchester Road. Go to razorbackarmory.com to find out more information about the significance of this sale. Jesse, be good, man.
All right, thanks, buddy.
All right, and with that, we are going to wrap up this week's edition of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. I'm Bo Matthews for Carl Middleman, our executive producer, and the perpetual vacationing Mark Cox. Thank you so much for listening. Share the show and have a great rest of your weekend. See you, boys.
Get more at 971talk.com.